Garrison is a professional fisheries biologist who says he's found his niche in the last 3 years working on Sitka School Board. In an unusual move for a first-time board member, Garrison in 2008 took a seat on the Alaska Association of School Boards. He's since become a member of that group's executive committee and, if re-elected in Sitka, will become its president after the next school year. Garrison says the Sitka Board has long been aware of the forces shaping education outside the boundaries of the district.
You know, education and the things that affect education are on a much greater global scale today than they've ever been. So we have issues that are driving, funding predicaments that we're in, all those kinds of things that are driven from the federal government. How do we meet those challenges? How do we meet those mandates if we're not adequately funded? How do we deal with trying to meet adequate yearly progress with the No Child Left Behind legislation? We need to be a voice at the table, letting people know, hey, Alaska is a unique place. We have unique problems. We have unique challenges. And we're not going to fit the mold of the lower 48.
Garrison's previous 3 years were relatively free of public controversy, except perhaps for the board's decision last year to allocate the district's share of federal stimulus funding to the purchase of a new computer infrastructure for the schools. Garrison says it's still the right move.
I think it's where we have to go. The rest of the world is going to pass us by. There was some very vocal opposition to that, and there still is. I welcome that criticism. I think that's a healthy thing, that we're always, tried to be held accountable for what we do. I think we are headed in the right direction, and I want to make sure that what we do is something that, in the long term is going to be very beneficial. It's not just a matter of going and buying a whole bunch of new computers or the latest gizmo and try to get it into the classroom. It's a paradigm shift. It's a way of trying to bring technology into the classroom such that teachers will actually be able to use it. They'll get the training they need to incorporate it into their teaching. A lot of our kids that are involved in extracurricular activities, as we know, being in Southeast Alaska, they're on the road a lot. And this is one way that I think we can help them in terms of broadening their educational experience and providing the support they need to do well. And you see a lot of kids from other schools that have taken that initiative, and those kids are, they're able to do a lot of their homework assignments online. They get information. So if they're waiting in a community to get out, or you get on the ferry, those kinds of things, they can still be doing and participating in a lot of their schoolwork.
Garrison and his wife Leisha first moved to Southeast in 1988 when he went to work for the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. The family had two girls and briefly left the state to return to Garrison's native Colorado to run the family feed store in Salida. But Garrison eventually was drawn back to aquaculture in Southeast. He's now Ensera's operations manager in Sitka. Over the years, he's witnessed the population decline in the region. He thinks Sitka schools should be aware of that reality, but no drastic action is needed yet. He says he opposes interest on the assembly toward closing Pacific High and moving classes next door into the Southeast Alaska Career Center.
I think one of the most satisfying things to me being a board member is when I go to that Pacific High graduation in the spring and watch those, 8 or 10 kids walk across that floor in the community house and receive their diploma, because I know those kids have struggled. And there's been a lot of people involved in supporting them and getting them to that end, and they've done that as well. And I really feel like if we didn't have that program and we didn't have a place for that program, we wouldn't be seeing the success that we have. Could we move it into the SEEK Center? We could if we absolutely have to. I don't know that in the long run that really is the best use of the facility. The facility is currently being used by a number of different programs. We would have to do some remodeling in that building to make that happen. So there's other ancillary costs that go along with that in the long run I don't believe really make fiscal sense either.
Garrison says the funding for Pacific High would come out of the existing school bond structure paid for by the 1% seasonal sales tax increase. Garrison has one child left in Sitka schools. Daughter Maggie is a senior. She'll also serve as the student representative on the school board. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 5th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.